Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Royce. Israel has cancelled an upcoming visit to the White House in response to the US abstaining from a UN Security Council resolution that has called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. As you're about to hear, not one nation was opposed.
The result of the voting is as follows. 14 votes in favour, 0 vote against, 1 abstention.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has described America's move as a clear retreat from its previous position. A win for Donald Trump, with an appeals court giving him more time to pay a reduced bond in the fraud case he's facing for inflating the value of his assets. The former president was originally ordered to cough up almost $464 million by today. He now has 10 days to pay $175 million. Meantime, an April 15 trial date has been set for Trump's hush money trial relating to adult movie star Stormy Daniels. Qantas says its engineers are inspecting the engine on one of its A330s after passengers heard a loud bang on a flight from Melbourne to Perth last night. And Westpac has unveiled its latest weapon in the war on scams. It's an Australian-first security feature using AI to ask us specific questions when we're trying to make a new payment. The bank's head of fraud, Ben Young, explains exactly how it works.
So initially it'll ask about what is the purpose of the payment. You know, is it an investment? Are you buying something online? Are you giving money to a friend? And then depending on those answers, it'll ask a series of cascading questions that relate to that initial payment purpose.